under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this wacky Wednesday, April 10th. Can't even talk. April 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to send a comment into the show, be relevant on topic to the conversation, greatly appreciate that. We are so excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, inside politics happening everywhere. I went over to the courtroom yesterday and viewed the oral arguments in the Iron Pig versus the Northwest Michigan Health Department Board. Great presentation by David Delaney, Ian Murphy's attorney. The attorney for the state of Michigan, honestly, folks, I got work boots that are older than this kid. Not prepared, out of his league, completely irrelevant points that he was trying to counter David Delaney's. You could see that Judge Hunter was very frustrated. Actually, in my opinion, cut him off a couple of times when he was going down a bunny trail that nobody even understood what the heck he was talking about. Be very surprised if Judge Hunter does not uphold the plaintiff Iron Pig's case against the health department. Of course, then they're going to appeal it. They're going to take it to the appellate court. After the appellate court, it'll go to the Michigan Supreme Court. We'll see where this ends up. They want to keep the power, the ability to control our lives, as they, the politicians, the elected officials of this state, deem necessary. Whitmer is trying to run for president of the United States on it, based on what she's done to us here in our state. This is going to be a huge blow to their ability to control us through the health department. We've already neutered the governor in repealing the Riot Act of 1945. That's gone. Now they're using an old statute from the 1970s regarding the health department. Being lawyers that they are, Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, they are twisting it. Well, we have one patriot in this state that's standing up and fighting the good fight. That's Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Want to give a shout out to Stephanie at City Barbershop, just across the street from the Iron Pig. She was able to get me in and clean me up and gave me another fantastic haircut and beard trim. One other thing she does, folks, I think it's for $10, she puts hot wax Q-tips up your nose and in your ears. Us old guys have hair growing everywhere that we don't want it. Well, when that hot wax hardens up, she grabs your nose and yanks those suckers out, and my God, it hurts for about 1 second until she puts this oil in there, takes the sting out of your ears. I'm hair free in my nose and ears this morning, thanks to Stephanie at City Barbershop, downtown Gaylord. Go visit Miss Stephanie. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment every Wednesday of hour number one is Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, how was the vacation?
Pretty good. Yep, nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet. Got some sun. Got your tan going. You're ready to go for summer.
Oh, yeah.
good. Well, we definitely wanted to get to some questions this morning. I put out there you were coming on. And keep getting this question about summer coming. It is coming. We're slowly but surely eking our way there. and everybody is saying that they are seeing ticks on their dogs, and they're like, is it too early? Is it too early? You've answered this question before, Jeff. Explain to the people why it's not too early.
Oh, no, it's, remember, it's, it, it doesn't have to do with the date. It is the temperature outside. And this year, we're, I mean, yeah, we're picking, actually, for the past month, we've been picking ticks.
And so, what is that temperature that is normally the break line for them?
Well, ticks can become active at about 27, 28 degrees. So it doesn't even have to be above freezing. So if you get the, you know, in the spring, if we had snow like we normally do, if the snow has melted to the point where there is vegetation sticking up above the snow, the ticks will crawl up that, and you can, yeah, I mean, we've picked ticks and in December before, and you know, they're pretty nasty little buggers.
Right, absolutely. One other thing that's coming up, I got a text message, said their vet downstate, this is a lady from the Hillsdale area, listens to the show every day and hears you on Wednesdays with us, and said their doctor is suggesting a very expensive surgery. They have a organ issue with their animal, and they're like, would Jeff give us a second opinion?
Yeah, we could do that. They can email up records, and I can take a look at them.
Okay, so it's not something where they'd actually have to bring the animal to you. They could, you could look at the records first and then decide whether you need to see him in person.
Yeah, usually that's what we do, is we'll start with the records. And if anybody does that, the email is really easy. It's info, I-N. F-O, at Sault Animal Hospital, spelled S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com.
SaultAnimalHospital.com, and it's just info, info at Sault Animal Hospital.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Let's see, Dorothy, thank you, thank you, thank you. She'll call the vet. Will they have a problem?
No, they should.
Sending the records to you, she said.
Because how it works, or how the legality of the records too, is, and this is actually written into the Michigan code, is how it works. Well, back in the day when we had paper records, me as a clinic owner, I own the actual physical paper record. Okay.
Okay.
So you can't walk into your doctor and says, give me my file, and walk out with it. It's the doctor's file. But you own the information that's on the record. So you can go in there and you are, you know, entitled to a copy of your animal, or even your, this goes for human medicine too, your medical history. So, yeah, so they pretty much have, and we send records all the time too. We'll get people moving, or, you know, or whatever, people move out of state and like, hey, can you send my records here? I want a copy of them. And yeah, we just can't give them the physical file because by law, I have to hang on to that for 7 years, but just make a copy of it. Of course, now we're all on a computer, so it's a lot easier to do. But yeah, you can, yeah, they should be able to give you a copy of your record and x-rays and anything else that goes along with it. So they own the record, but you own the information.
Got it.
That's how it goes.
I've got a farmer over near Onaway, says that he knew you were in the area not too long ago. Do you have any planned trips back to the Onaway area?
Not recently, or coming up here, but if they want to get a, you know, if you want to get a bunch of people together, get three or four farms, you know, we'll make a trip down there, or even then, you know, like I said, head down there and help, you know, one guy do his TV stuff. So, you know, sometimes it's a little, takes a little bit more scheduling so I can just keep my, you know, calendar clear so I can get all the way down there.
Sure. Bob, over at Great Lakes Computer Phone, O'Donnell Glass, he says, our vet has asked us about tying up the stomach of our full-size Doberman due to bloating problems. Do you recommend that, and how often do you do it?
I do it. Actually, I have one today that we're going to do in a Dane. And what this is they're talking about bloat, or what they call GDV, gastric dilatation and volvulus. What happens is the stomach will fill up with gas or air, and then as it just expands, there's an anatomical issue here. The gastric suspensory ligament is a little too long in these dogs, and okay. As that thing fills, all of a sudden it'll just twist. And once that thing twists, it's like twisting a balloon, making a balloon animal. All right.
Oh yeah, like the clowns do.
Yeah, well, that stomach will twist around like that.
Whoa.
Bloating is bad enough in itself, but once it twists, now it's cutting off blood flow to the stomach. Now tissue starts dying, and you're into a medical emergency. What the tacking of the stomach is designed to do, it won't prevent bloating, but it will help prevent the twist. So what it does is it buys you time. Okay, so if you're somewhere and you see your dog starting to bloat, and what it does is it looks like they swallowed a basketball, and and if you see that, you're like, oh crap, I got to get to the emergency hospital. This will buy you time so that the stomach doesn't twist, because that's when it goes bad, is when it twists.
Yep. He says he does his morning toots every morning.
Yep.
To get rid of the gas.
Yeah. Yep, there is this bloating has a strong genetic component to it. So, certain breeds are a little bit more prone to it. Certain lines are more prone to it. And actually, the number one indicator for a dog is at an increased risk of having bloat is to have a direct blood relative that did bloat. So,
okay. So what he's referring to, tying up the stomach, you're saying that would just prevent the twisting from occurring.
Yeah, it's not going to necessarily stop the stomach from filling up with gas, but it will, I won't say prevent, because, it's medicine and anything can happen, but sure. It's certainly going to make it a lot harder to twist.
Okay, and you're doing one of those procedures today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. I'll probably do one or two a month, maybe, just in certain dogs that people just, they have a dog that they know is at a predisposed, going to more likely to get this. Danes, any narrow chested, deep chested dog is like, think Irish Setter or Great Dane or dogs Doberman. Like that. Dobermans, dogs that are built like that are the ones that are at, anatomically seem to be at an increased risk for this.
Right. He asked, do you mind saying on the air, what is the average cost for this type of procedure?
We usually do it with a, I gotta look it up right.
Yeah. Cause his vet I'm not sure how much he's charging, but he's like, he didn't, I guess he's just questioning it at this point.
Yep. We usually do it in conjunction with a spay or a neuter. And so then you have, spay or neuter charge. And then you're usually talking about like another $150 to go in and tack the stomach.
Okay.
So if you're going to do it, but then you already have the anesthesia from the surgery. So if I was going to have an animal brought in that's already been spayed or neutered and we're going to do it, you $400-ish, probably somewhere in there.
Right. Okay. Very good. So, if it's a standalone procedure.
Yeah. If it's a standalone.
Got it. Yep. Got it. Officer Rick listening down, in Livingston says, yep, he plans on coming up when school gets done, probably around the 1st of June. He needs his dog needs his annual checkup, teeth cleaning, but also, he found another fatty tumor that he wants to look at, may possibly need to be removed.
Okay. Yep. We can certainly take a look at that.
Okay. Good. Let's see. Another text message. Okay. Here we go. We changed over to splitting our dry dog food with homemade dog food.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing how much our dog now loves his dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to know, is there any other little tips that you could give for little improvements in their dog's lives? Because they said he absolutely loves his dinners now.
Oh, yeah. You're kind of using the kibble just to help provide some of the vitamins, almost as a ration balancer is what we call it in the horse world.
Yeah.
And then you're feeding more what they, I mean, it's like I said, it's they used to just eat what we ate. And honestly, my dogs had, I probably shouldn't say this on, they had burritos last night because that's what we had for dinner.
I love it.
Yeah. And so far, I haven't regretted it yet. Everybody's been pretty good with it, you know. Now, you got to do it in moderation. You know, you don't give them a, you know, you don't feed them the old, what was it, down as a Lansing wooden nickel used to have like a 5-pound burrito or something that if you ate
right.
it, you got it for free or something like that.
Right, exactly.
You know, but they eat a little bit as long as, like I said, grapes and raisins don't give.
Yeah.
Grapes and raisins, whether organic or not, there's something in there that's causing kidney failure in dogs. And not every dog that gets it, and they're still not exactly sure. They know it's doing it. They don't know why it's doing it yet. So right now the instructions are like, you know what, just don't. Okay, we don't know what's going on. You might get away with it. You might not get away with it, but just don't.
Okay? Right, got it.
Onions, lots of onions. Onions can be toxic. Now, if they get a little onion here, a little onion there, you know, it's not going to hurt them. Frankly, the only onion toximity I've seen in 30, well, almost 40 years now, because I was a vet student when I saw this, was a roommate's boneheaded lab. We made, we were having a party, so we made homemade onion rings, okay? And
we had like
3 pounds of it, and the 2-year-old lab ate 3 pounds.
Whoa.
What's a lab? So
yeah,
he got a little sick. It can cause a little bit of they call it a Heinz body anemia, if you want to be technical looking at it. He did fine. We got him treated, you know, and everything too. But so onions and garlic in high doses can be a problem. Macadamia nuts can be a problem, so you don't want to do that. Nutmeg can cause problems. But other than that, nothing heavily sugary, spicy, or fatty. And have at it.
Have at it. She just texted. I'm reading the text. She cooks up ground turkey, brown rice, peas, and carrots.
Sounds good.
Does that sound like a good homemade dog food?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what she's feeding. So, okay, greatly appreciate you doing that. One other thing, water consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Standing water in a bowl, is that the best way to do it, or do you recommend doling it out with the food? How do you recommend water?
They should have fresh, clean water available 24/7, okay, so that they can come and drink, especially if you have a dog that is eating kibble, because then there's not as much water in the food. So, and you may see that too. If you take a dog that was eating kibble and you all of a sudden start feeding him a home-cooked diet, you might see their water consumption go down, and that's because now they're getting some of their water from the food instead of drinking it. Okay.
Right. Right.
Like my dogs, of course, I got, you know, 3 big shepherds. I got like a 3-gallon stainless steel bucket, and you just fill it up and wash it out, and make sure to wash these things too. Cause if you ever want to know what a biofilm is, look in a dog bowl sometime, you'll know. Cause they can get nasty. So don't forget to, you know, wash their bit dishes and stuff too, you know?
Right. And especially those water buckets, stands, those things can,
and all this goes for cats too. Same thing, you know, cats, you know, we feed them the kibble and stuff just because it's easy. Although cats tend to be a little bit more picky on what they want to eat.
Right.
But even ours, you know, if I try to make a tuna fish sandwich, guess what?
You know, right.
Yeah. I got every cat in the house, you know, bothering me for it. So it's almost like I have to open up 2 tins of tuna, one for me and one for the cats, so they leave me alone so I can eat my lunch. So
got it. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number, so if you need to call and ask Dr. Jeff more questions or schedule an appointment, it's 906 area code up in Sault Ste. Marie, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone. You'll be good to go. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.